We talked girls tennis. They've had a great start to the year, and they were scheduled to have meets yesterday, but those got called off, of course, due to this late summer weather. They're going to be at Phillipsburg coming up next Tuesday, talking with one of the doubles players and junior Riley Stoppel. And how you doing this evening?
Good.
Well, it's been a good season for you this year, and how do you think you've done so far here this year?
I think Brennan and I, we were doubles partners at this last tournament. We've done, I think, pretty well this year for our first time on varsity.
Yeah, and what's the transition been like for you going from JV to varsity here?
It seemed like a lot of pressure at first, but then we started going against people that we went against on JV, so it made it a little easier.
Yeah, and last Thursday you guys got second. Pretty good day for you there. What seemed to work maybe second to meet around as compared to the first meet?
I think we were more comfortable, and we got more confidence the second time around.
And this is just your second year out for tennis, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, is it maybe the game kind of come a little easier to you this year as compared to last year?
Yeah, I picked it up a lot faster than last year.
And you've been doubles, I think, both years, haven't you?
Yeah, mostly.
Do you enjoy playing doubles?
Yeah, I like playing doubles more because I like playing the net.
Okay. Are you one of those that likes those quick returns?
Yeah, I like slamming it down.
Slamming it down and making them get out of the way, right?
Yep.
All right. Well, it's been kind of a weird week. Haven't been able to really practice outside. But next week, you do head over to Phillipsburg coming up on Tuesday. And I guess kind of what are you expecting to see out of that meet on Tuesday?
I don't know if it's a hard meet or not, but I'm excited to play with Madison. Mm-hmm. She's just so good at the back row, and so I have more fun at the front without worrying about it.
So have you two been preparing a little bit more now this week there at that position or working doubles this week?
Yeah, we've been against the number one doubles a few times.
I mean, it's got to be a little different. It's a lot colder here, but it should be pretty nice next week, and knock on wood, huh?
Yeah, I hope.
What's a goal that you'd like to achieve here by the end of the year?
I'd like to make my serves more accurate or be able to place my shots better.
All right. Well, you've had a good start to the year. Riley Stoppel, junior tennis player for Scott City, and congratulations on a good start here. Good luck to you coming up next week.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, that was junior Riley Stoppel joining us here from Scott County Hardware here in Scott City as we continue on here with our coaches show here on Mix 94.5. And we'll have our next guest join us here momentarily here as she will get the headset on here. And we'll go ahead and talk with her here now. And head coach Cheryl Kacharik. Well, coach, it's been a good time for you guys these first couple of meets here. And you've had a good start here last Thursday, a pretty tight one once again.
It was a tight one. We didn't know. In fact, it was a shock when they were adding all of the team points up to see that we came out on top. It was exciting.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's kind of similar situation. You only had one first place finish there at the meet there, and it kind of worked out once again, and some tough tiebreakers, but still made enough points there to win the meet.
You know, the girls all played well. They did everything we asked of them, and like you said, our number two doubles came close, and you know, to winning on a couple of them and lost there and in that tiebreaker. But you know, they played hard, and the team they took second to, and then the team that beat them went undefeated. So,
well, I mean, that works out all right. But your number one doubles team, excuse me, they had a pretty good week there and took that first place spot there.
They did. They played together. And you know, it's been fun watching the two of them. We put Mallory, where she was a freshman, in doubles these first two meets, and just to give her some experience there so she wasn't out on the court by herself playing singles. This next week we're going to switch things up a little bit, and we're going to move her into a single spot, and we're going to take Maddie and move her to a double spot just to shake things up and see how things go there.
Well, I think you're probably early enough in the season. It'd be a great opportunity just to kind of try a couple of things out, and a great opportunity to do that on Tuesday.
It will be. You know, we're going to go to Phillipsburg, and that meet is always a great meet for us competition-wise. You know, our singles, Mallory's going to be faced with a girl that placed at state last year from Phillipsburg. She'll have to play her, and she's going to have to play tough. I'd be a good match for her. Norton has a great number one singles player. Maddie played her in Hayes last week. And then Concordia always brings a tough team, too. So it'll be great to be at that meet, and it'll be a tough meet for everybody.
Yeah, it'd be good to see some good 3A, 4A competition, and to see Norton again, and because they're a team that always has a couple of pretty good players. Phillipsburg always does as well.
That's very true. And, you know, Phillipsburg, I think their number two singles player is pretty tough. And I think, if I remember right, she was at state also.
Okay.
You know, so they always, you can never count them out of anything.
Hey, what have you been able to do these last couple of days just because of the weather? I mean, we had balmy 80, 90 degrees last couple of weeks, and then all of a sudden feels like it should be postseason regional tennis time. And you haven't had a chance here last couple of days probably because of the rain.
That's true. We watched the U.S. Open for a little while.
Well, so, I think you could learn something, and hopefully you didn't show film of Novak Djokovic. I mean, just be courteous out there.
We visited about it, but no, we didn't watch the racket and the ball, the little temper tantrum out there.
Oh,
no.
Well, what an unfortunate thing.
It was.
And
it was.
I know he didn't intentionally mean to hit him. You just got to control your emotions sometimes.
And that's what we talked to the girls about, that, how, you know, you can't let your emotions take over.
Well, that has to be fun to watch, and I know you guys are probably excited to get back on the court. A little longer break than you wanted to here this early in the season. Hopefully you're able to get some more meets rescheduled here. Once again, it is Coach Cheryl Kocharik joining us here, talking to girls tennis here from Scott County Hardware in Scott City. Thanks, as always, here, and good luck to you guys coming up next Tuesday.
Thank you very much, Adam.